Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 7:30 with Steve and Ted. I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in. Hurricane Florence inching closer to the Carolina coast. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest on the storm.
Winds at 90 miles an hour, still a Category 1 storm. Likely closer to 30 miles at a 6-mile-an-hour pace, maybe a little bit closer. Actually getting to the coast, probably only about 10 miles away. And the eyewalls are going to be where the wind is the strongest with this system as these bands wrap around bringing heavy rain, rain that's training. So these bands of just absolute downpours will be falling on the same location over and over and over again for hour after hour. We've heard of wind gusts being reported of up to 90 miles.
Rescues are underway in New Bern, North Carolina, as storm surges intensify. A Wichita police lieutenant is suing the city for Title VII and Civil Rights Act violations, specifically gender discrimination and retaliation.
The lieutenant, in a federal lawsuit, says she applied for a promotion to captain with the department in March. Chief Gordon Ramsey asked other members of the police department and herself to complete a survey from SurveyMonkey in which people could rank applicants anonymously. In April, she learned that a lesser qualified male lieutenant was promoted to captain. She questioned the promotion process, but the chief wouldn't speak to her, so she reported her concern to HR via email as well as others within the department. She was then told the department was putting her under investigation because of the email. The lieutenant believes she was denied a promotion because of her sex and disciplined in retaliation for her complaint about unfair treatment. She filed a charge of discrimination with the EEOC, but in June received a dismissal. Her lawsuit asks for at least $75,000 in damages. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A judge has ruled that a Kansas sheriff's deputy wasn't demoted because he's gay, but rather because he couldn't succeed at the police academy.
The Lawrence Journal World reports that a federal judge last month dismissed a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by Kyle Appleby, who has been openly gay at work since 2008. Appleby's promotion in 2015 from Douglas County Corrections Officer to Deputy was contingent on completing training at the Lawrence Police Academy. He was demoted after failing to complete the academy. Appleby sued the county commission last year, alleging the sheriff's employees participated in sex stereotyping and that his superiors made offensive comments about his masculinity. The judge ruled the allegations may be true, but that the lawsuit doesn't show how the comments factored into his demotion. Appleby's attorney and county officials declined to comment.
That's Brett Zweigart with the Kansas Information Network. A new report shows Kansas plans to spend more than $4.6 million in education grants to tighten cybersecurity, modernize voting equipment, audit elections, and safeguard voter rolls. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission released yesterday the Kansas plan for its share of the $380 million grant allocated by Congress to strengthen voting systems. Kansas plans to spend about half of its grant on cybersecurity efforts. Sunda, a 58-year-old Asian elephant at the Topeka Zoo, was euthanized on Wednesday morning. Zoo director Brandon Wiley.
She's the elephant that has been dealing with a number of different health issues over most of this year, ranging from a mass in her reproductive system to failing kidneys to a compromised immune system. She's 58 years old, and what we were really just starting to see was her body was wearing out.
Sunda had been at the Topeka Zoo for 52 years. The median life expectancy for elephants is just under 47 years. Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation have just released The State of Obesity, Better Policies for a Healthier America. The 15th annual report provides state-by-state rankings of adult obesity rates and includes information on trends by region, age, and ethnicity. Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Dr. Nadine Garcia.
32.4% of adults in Kansas had obesity in 2017. That makes it about the 18th highest rate of, in the nation. That's an increase over 2016, which is concerning because the obesity rate in the state had actually declined between the years of 2015 and 2016.
To look at the full state-by-state report, go to stateofobesity.org. San Francisco's tall Millennium Tower luxury apartment building continues to sink. Now, Homeowners Association is trying to pinpoint the reason and find a way to stop it.
Drilling crews began installing a sophisticated censoring system around the 645-foot-tall, 58-story Millennium Tower. They want to find out how much more this building will sink beyond the current 16 inches. The sensors will measure underground water pressures, ground movements, as well as compressions of the sands, muds, and soils the building sits atop. This will help determine what really needs to be fixed, and just as importantly, who will be financially responsible for what can only be an enormous cost.
That's Fox 2's San Francisco's Tom Baker reporting. Time to take a look at our forecast now with staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A strong ridge of high pressure continues camped out over the central part of the country, and that's what's giving us this quiet weather pattern that will likely stay around through much of the weekend. Sunny and breezy, up to 90 for the high today, clear and 68 overnight, then Saturday's high 89. Now, some moisture could bring in clouds and possibly a few scattered storms on Sunday, otherwise our high 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Skies are mostly clear, 68 degrees, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in. This is Friday, September 14th, and today in history, the family drama series The Waltons premiered on CBS TV. Of course, remember all the great lines, you know, good night, Sue Ellen, good night, John Boy. Of course, he's now mayor of Kichai. Or different John Boy, never mind. On this day in 1901, President William McKinley passed away. He was actually shot and killed in Buffalo, New York, died of a gunshot wound inflicted by an assassin. Vice President Theodore Roosevelt then succeeded to the Oval Office. Also worth mentioning on this date, it was actually the 13th of the month in 1814 that Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the poem Defense of Fort McHenry, but it showed up on today's Today in History. Thank you, AP. It became, of course, the Star-Spangled Banner when the Francis Scott Key witnessed the American flag that was flying over the Maryland Fort following a night of British naval bombardment during the War of 1812. And that's how the Star-Spangled Banner was written. And, of course, they put it to a tune, which was a British drinking song. Nobody can really get all the high notes on, but that's okay. When they do get the high notes, it is spectacular. What else? On 1994, on this day, the 34th day of a strike by players, acting baseball commissioner Bud Selig. So do you remember this, Sean? 1994, Bud Selig announced that the season was over because of the players' strike.
Yeah, and I mean, we've almost seen that a couple other times in some other sports as well. And, you know, it's the players. They do what they want to do, and, I mean, they make up the game, so.
That's true. That was on this day. Of course, one of the toughest things to imagine would be having a gas leak in your house and having a mass explosion taking out not only your house but other houses. Blocks that's been going on in the Boston area. We're joined this morning by Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
What is the situation now? I know we have one person that's dead, a lot of debris, and have they found out exactly what has been the cause of this gas leak?
Well, MEMA, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, is blaming the fires on the gas lines that had become overpressurized. Now, they are still obviously looking into this to see what the official cause is going to end up being, and the NTSB is also going to be involved in the investigation with this. But you mentioned the injuries. I think at least 10 people were hurt. One of those was in critical condition at one of the hospitals there. As you mentioned, there was one death, an 18-year-old man who was in a car. And when one of the houses exploded, the chimney basically toppled. Part of it, I guess, was sent into the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Sure. And it crashed onto his car. He was taken to the hospital, but did not make it. And so they're looking into what was going on. Columbia Gas is what the company that services these three towns. Because remember, all these explosions happened across three different communities. not just like in one neighborhood or something. This was Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover in Massachusetts. And it's just, I mean, if you've seen the pictures, it's hard to even think about. You know, imagine standing in your neighborhood on your street and things are just, you know, on fire and exploding around you. And I can't even imagine this.
And there's really no way to prevent this. If a gas line has a malfunction in it, it's going to affect more than one household, as in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, Columbia Gas does say that, you know, they're going to send crews around to each one of the affected homes. They're going to shut off the gas meter and conduct a safety inspection. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions they're going to have to answer as to what was going on. You know, what were y'all doing at the time? The schools in those three towns have been closed. They're using some of those as shelters because they have something like 8,000 people who are out of their homes.
My goodness. And there's no damage estimate at this point. That's all being tabulated as we speak, I would suppose.
Yeah, it is. I saw on Twitter earlier today, because I've been trying to keep up with about four stories at once, but I think I saw on Twitter earlier today that they were going to have another update later, maybe this morning, from the folks there in that area. I don't know if it was the Emergency Management Agency folks or one of the towns, but they were going to give an update as to how things were going and maybe an injured update. So as soon as there's an update on that, we'll have a story out for that.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that. Natural gas issues blamed for dozens of fires that erupted in homes across three communities in the Boston area. Thank you, Tanya J. Powers with Fox Radio News. Thank you.
Sure.
Have a good morning. KNSS News Time, 7:41. Steve and Ted in the morning. Hi, I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in on this Friday, getting ready for a big weekend.
That's right. And coming up here in just a minute, we're going to be talking to the Wichita Business Journal editor, Bill Roy.
Ah!
That's right. So
I know what Bill is up to.
Exactly. Here in just a few minutes on Steve and Ted in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.